Photo by James Ting on Unsplash. Lane closures planned this week at the George Washington Bridge and the Holland Tunnel. AirTrain JFK Station Terminal 1 and 2 resumes service. For the week of November 28 to December 1, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey encourages all travelers who use the agency's facilities to plan ahead and consider additional travel time due to the following. Lane closures in effect. George Washington Bridge. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 5 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. each day, one westbound lane to the northbound Palisades Interstate Parkway ramp will be closed. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. each day, one westbound lane on the upper level will be closed. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. each day, one westbound lane on the lower level will be closed. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. each day, one westbound lane on the lower level Trans-Manhattan Expressway will be closed. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. each day, one eastbound lane on the lower level will be closed. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. each day, the ramp from the northbound Henry Hudson Parkway to eastbound lanes on the lower level will be closed. Motorists going to the Bronx can exit at 178th Street. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 10 p.m. each night to 5 a.m. the following morning, three westbound lanes on the upper level will be closed. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 10 p.m. each night to 5 a.m. the following morning, two westbound lanes on the upper level Trans-Manhattan Expressway will be closed. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 10 p.m. each night to 5 a.m. the following morning, one eastbound lane on the upper level Trans-Manhattan Expressway will be closed. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 10 p.m. each night to 5 a.m. the following morning, the 179th Street ramp will be closed. New Jersey-bound motorists can use the lower level. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 11 p.m. each night to 5 a.m. the following morning, the ramp from the northbound Palisades Interstate Parkway to westbound lanes on the upper level will be closed. New Jersey-bound motorists can use the lower level. Holland Tunnel. From 12:01 a.m. Friday, November 25, to 11:59 p.m. Thursday, December 1, the right turn lane from Hudson Street onto Canal Street in Manhattan will be closed. From 11 p.m. Monday, November 28, to 5 a.m. the following morning, and on multiple overnights through December 2022, the New York-bound tube of the Holland Tunnel will be closed due to ongoing Superstorm Sandy-related repairs. The New Jersey-bound tube remains open at all times during work. For more information on this critical repair project, click here. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 11 p.m. each night to 5:30 a.m. the following morning, multiple lanes will be closed on Hudson Street approaching Canal Street in Manhattan. From Monday, November 28, through Thursday, December 1, from 11:59 p.m. each night to 5:30 a.m. the following morning, one westbound lane will be closed. Airports and AirTrain. AirTrain JFK Station Terminal 1 and 2 has resumed operations following temporary closures due to new Terminal 1 construction. For AirTrain service to airport terminals 1 and 2, customers should use the combined AirTrain JFK Station 1 and 2, formerly Terminal 1 Station. John F. Kennedy International Airport's Green Garage has permanently closed. Parking for Terminals 1 and 2 is available at the Red Garage at Terminal 8. LaGuardia Link Q70 bus service is fare-free year-round to encourage the use of public transit to and from LaGuardia Airport, as announced in April 2022 by New York Governor Kathy Hochul. For information on how to get to the airport via public transit, visit the MTA's page on travel to LaGuardia Airport. Path. The southwest entrance to the Harrison Station is closed at all hours to accommodate demolition work ahead of a renovation of the station. During construction, riders are required to use traffic signal pedestrian crossings at Angelo Cefeli Drive and Guyon Drive to access a corresponding station house on the opposite side of Frank E. Rogers Boulevard. Customers who use the WTC PATH station during overnights should use the street-level entrances at Fulton Street or Vesey Street via the North Concourse and the 2 World Trade Center Transit Lobby. Oculus access is limited overnight from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. to allow for enhanced cleaning and the safety and security of customers due to reduced traffic volumes. All other entrances will be closed. Updates on the WTC campus, click here. As a reminder, the 9th Street and 23rd Street stations are closed from each midnight to 5 a.m. for maintenance. Nearby PATH stations at Christopher Street, 14th Street and 33rd Street remain open 24 hours a day unless otherwise noted. For information on PATH service and train schedules, click here or download the PATH mobile app, Ride PATH. COVID-19 travel restrictions. The Port Authority continues to follow the guidance of the New York State and New Jersey public health authorities with respect to mask mandates at its public transportation facilities. Per current New York and New Jersey public health guidance, masks are no longer required at the agency's New York and New Jersey facilities, but masks are now optional and welcome for all who choose to wear them. Masks also are no longer required on the Interstate PATH system, including stations and platforms. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is a bi-state agency that builds, operates, and maintains many of the most important transportation and trade infrastructure assets in the country. For over a century, the agency's network of major airports, critical bridges, tunnels and bus terminals, a commuter rail line, and the busiest seaport on the East Coast has been among the most vital in the country, transporting hundreds of millions of people and moving essential goods into and out of the region. The Port Authority also owns and manages the 16-acre World Trade Center campus, which today welcomes tens of thousands of office workers and millions of annual visitors. The agency's historic $37 billion 10-year capital plan includes unprecedented transformation of the region's 3 major airports, LaGuardia, Newark Liberty and JFK, as well as an array of other new and upgraded assets, including the $2 billion renovation of the 90-year-old George Washington Bridge. The Port Authority's annual budget of $8 billion includes no tax revenue from either the states of New York or New Jersey or from the city of New York. The agency raises the necessary funds for the improvement, construction or acquisition of its facilities primarily on its own credit. For more information, visit www.panmunj.gov or check out the now arriving blog.